This is the Naked Neuroscience Podcast with me, Hannah Critchlow, brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. This month, we're finding out how neuroscience is infiltrating the military. We're going to be starting with a 2,300-year-old Greek honey trap.
Pompey was invading, and the Greeks, they collected the honey and strewed it in the path of the oncoming troops, who ate it and were incapacitated and were then decapitated. So this was perhaps one of the earliest forms of chemical warfare.
Plus, we'll be finding out how to tweak people's belief systems.
The whole idea of brainwashing is really contested. Neuroscience is making some progress in understanding the kinds of changes that might take place in the brain when somebody is put in that kind of very stressful situation.
We'll be hearing from a captain who served in Afghanistan.
There is one smell that will stay with me for the rest of my life, and it's this mix of tar and diesel, and it stings the back of your throat. Sometimes if you're walking past like roadworks where there was bitumen boiling, it's that same acrid smell. And something like that would flick me back in an instant.
Military life can sometimes leave mental scars, like post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. Ty Carter, recipient of this year's Medal of Honor.
Only those closest to me can see the scars that come from seeing good men take their last breath. During the battle, I lost some of the hearing in my left ear, but I will always hear the voice of Specialist Evan Rex. I will hear his plea for help for the rest of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, please, take the time to learn about the invisible wounds of war. Know that a soldier or a veteran suffering from post-traumatic stress, know that they are not damaged. They are simply burdened with living when others did not. More than half of us were wounded, and almost everyone was left with a deep, invisible wounds to their hearts and to their minds.
The condition is highly stigmatized, as President Barack Obama recently highlighted.
As we honor Ty's courage on the battlefield, I want to recognize his courage in the other battle he has fought, his struggle with post-traumatic stress. The flashbacks, the nightmares, the anxiety, the heartache that makes it sometimes almost impossible to get through a day. The pain of that day, I think Ty understands, and we can only imagine, may never fully go away. It is absolutely critical for us to work with brave young men like Ty to put an end to any stigma that keeps more folks from seeking help. So let me say it as clearly as I can to any of our troops or veterans who are watching and struggling. Look at this man. Look at this soldier. Look at this warrior. He's as tough as they come, and if he can find the courage and the strength to not only seek help but also to speak out about it, to take care of himself and to stay strong, then so can you. So can you. And as you summon that strength, our nation needs to keep summoning the commitment and the resources to make sure we're there when you reach out. Because nobody should ever suffer alone. And no one should ever die waiting for the mental health care that they need. That's unacceptable.